From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello again and welcome to Scrapbook, Lake of the Woods County. I'm Glenn Broggett. On our last edition, we started up our look at Lake of the Woods County by chatting with Marlis Hurst from the Lake of the Woods Historical Society about that historical society and a few other interesting tidbits that go along with it. This time around, we are going to go inside the museum up in Baudette, Minnesota to find out more about what lies inside. It's a look at the Lake of the Woods County Museum with Marlis Hurst from the Lake of the Woods County Historical Society on this edition of Scrapbook. Let's take a trip inside the museum itself and find out what one can expect when they come up to your museum. Let's talk a little bit about what's inside the museum, what kind of things that are featured.
I could go back and say that the initial building was about half the size that it is today. So then we added an addition in the 80s, probably late 80s, and we are in the process of a second addition that we have hopefully are starting this summer. So size-wise, it has grown. We also have an annex, which is a separate building that has farm equipment and larger items as well. But as you come into the museum, it's laid out a bit chronologically, so we're starting with geology and natural history and moving into Native American history, fur trade, commercial fishing, all of the kind of earlier aspects, and then into the settlement era. There is a sort of a community of platform exhibits that kind of feature the things that you have in a community, not only the home or the homestead, but the school and the church and the general store, those types of things. And then focusing a little on industry, so starting with commercial fishing, moving into logging, and then agriculture, and then some of the later economics of the area.
Mm-hmm. What is the more talked about item when tourists come up and check it out? What are the things that they talk about the most after they've had the museum experience and they've seen all the great stuff that is offered? What things kind of stand out a little bit more over others as far as what the feedback is from people coming in to take a look at your facility?
I think the fire has quite an impact. A lot of people are surprised at the enormity. A lot of people haven't really heard of that fire in comparison to some of the others. So that, I would say, is one thing. Another is probably we have a printing press that's actually working, a working press.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, published one of the local papers for about 50 years and came to us and was not in working condition, but we have since found all of those parts and pieces, put it back together, and so we can actually print. Yes, and we do print an issue of the paper that came out after the 1910 fire that is set on the press bed, and so we do that once a year, maybe over the 4th of July or if there's another occasion. We also have the bar and back bar from one of the earliest bars in the region, so it was in use until the 80s, so a lot of people like to see that and reminisce a little bit about time spent there. It goes back all the way to the logging days. It was called Camp One, so as the mill workers got off work, that was their first stop. And that's kind of fun. People enjoy that. We sometimes serve root beer from the bar. So
we'll do a lot of great interactivity with the exhibits, yeah. Too. And that's really something, too, that'll make people remember, these great things that are up for offering in the museums like yours up in Lake in the Woods area. And what have been some of the events that the museum and historical society has put together through recent years? Not everything can get covered with grants and the like and stuff. So, events need to be put on to kind of keep the museum going and, attract people, young and old alike, to this facility. Could you tell us a little bit about some of these events through the years?
We, at our facility, don't do a lot of major events because we don't have that type of space. Okay. But we have done a lot of community events, particularly when we observed the 1910 fire anniversary, we did a lot of things in the community. We organized a fire truck parade and asked communities from all around northern Minnesota to send us pieces of equipment, either old or new, to participate in that. We've been doing a couple of ethnic dinners each year as we've been raising funds for our building addition. Last year we did German and Norwegian. This year we're doing Swedish and Czech. That'll be a little bit later. We participate in the county fair. We always do an exhibit out there and are active in bringing things to the school or in bringing groups to the museum from the school. The last large events that we did were a few years back. We do sometimes have a Christmas open house, and so we've done a few of those at the museum. We have done a concert on the lawn. We have done teas on the lawn. We do not have a nice lawn facility. We just don't have the interior space where a crowd can gather. That's one of the things we're working on with our building addition.
Another great aspect of a museum, too, and your museum is probably no exception to the rule. People who want to go and do research, in the last 10, 20 years, people trying to find their links to their family tree, their genealogy, or you have kids who maybe want to do some research if they have a paper, if they're going to go to write something. An elementary or high school age student would do a report on a family member who lived up in the area or a prominent feature. They would go check out the archives. Now, what sort of archival stuff do you guys have at the museum or with the Historical Society?
In our research center, we have all of the county newspapers that exist from about 1907 through the present day. They're pretty much all of them are microfilmed except for the last 4 or 5 years. They're accessible, the microfilm reader. We have several that are available to people to come in and use. So that's a great source of information. We collect just about anything and everything that's out there that's written about the county over time. We also have family files that we developed from doing our heritage book, and we've just continued to add information to them as we can. We have obituary files that are alphabetized so that if you're looking for family members, you can get that information without having to go through the newspaper and look for them. They're all filed alphabetically. We have some county records, land records. They're not as accessible. You can get that information from the courthouse as well. We have them on microfilm. It's a little bit more tedious to look through them that way than the process that they have over there now. Quite a bit of information. At times we have had Ancestry available at the research center as well, so people can come in and use that. Then we do have some subject files that are used for not necessarily family research, but business type research and more general things. Yes.
Tell us first of all, and now where the museum is located. Where, you know, if somebody was listening today and they wanted to go come up to your county and check out the museum, where is it located? And is there an online place where people can go to find out more information about this Lake of the Woods Historical Society and the museum?
We are located at 119 8th Avenue Southeast. So we are in East Baudette. We're just directly kitty corner from the government center, just a block off Highway 11, so pretty easy to find us. There's signage. As far as a web presence, we have a website. It's lakeofthewoodshistoricalsociety.com, and you can go there, and we do try and keep that updated. We have a couple exhibits we put on there each year. Some of the information we just update periodically for events that we might be having, things like that.
Okay, and that's a great place to check out the Lake of the Woods Museum and Historical Society. We were chatting with Marlis Hurst on this edition of Scrapbook.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.